The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Rush Limbaugh died last week. Somebody told me that yesterday. And how many people have him in the Deadpool?
808.
800, all right.
Breaking news.
Yep, breaking news.
Some of the players that had him in the Deadpool include but are not limited to Teabag and the soy sauce. Thank you, drive-thru. Oh,
that's got to burn. Yeah. Even without a Nick's on your sack, you put soy sauce on your sack.
Nick's where?
Nick.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm down there.
It's just salt. It's not like it's a ghost pepper or anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, if you go to get sushi and it's in that little boat, what else are you supposed to do?
Good point.
Yeah. Don't put the wasabi on your scrotum.
No, don't do that.
No.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Helen Keller gets a hit.
Adventures, okay.
The Dusty Muffins gets a hit. The Kid Mike Hit with the Balloon gets a hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that.
As does The Left-Handed Stranger, The Only Good Packer, and The Pale-Breasted Murdoch.
What's the last one? I'd like to,
I'd like to get together with the kid you blasted with a balloon. Have a reunion. Just have him call in.
That'd be great.
I'm sure he remembers.
Or his mom told him about it.
The duck heckling Nick gets a hit as well.
Ah, I was heckled by a duck.
Oh, that's right, you were. One of those outdoor shows?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the...
That's a great name.
I thought that was a description of Nick.
No.
Nick was heckling ducks.
No.
No, in fact, duck was heckling Nick.
Yeah, it's a hazard of doing shows on a retaining wall.
It is.
You got a gig anytime soon, Nick?
No, I'm at the Funny Bone in March next month.
We'll talk about that then.
Middle of March. Yeah, luckily that duck had good timing.
Yeah. Was it right after the joke, the punchline?
Yeah,
too?
Like when the crowd would laugh, he'd be like, he'd chime in. Every once in a while he went rogue, but not enough to derail everything.
All right. He didn't laugh at the right places sometimes. He screwed up. Okay.
Wait
for the punchline.
And his timing wasn't good enough to make him part of the act.
Right. Well, he had to be part of the act.
Right. Yeah, but you could bring him everywhere now.
He kind of forced the issue. Yeah. Luckily, it was only like a duck.
Yeah. but still, the crowd only outnumbered him by about, 6-1, maybe? No, that was good. I a decent crowd, that. I remember that was when we thought the virus was going to slow down and we were going to do the right thing. And we didn't. That's right.
What was the duck-to-person ratio?
I think there was only one duck, so it'd be, you know, 100-something to one.
And wasn't that one of those shows we pimped for like a solid 6 months?
Yeah, we did.
So damn well, there should have been a crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that would have been very depressing if there wasn't.
Yeah, well, I would have taken it personally.
Was on this date in 1992. You might remember where you were when Nirvana's Kurt Cobain and Hole's Courtney Love were married in Waikiki, Hawaii.
I was just reading something about him the other day. I can't remember what it was now.
Was it who's taller, Kurt or Courtney?
Oh.
Great question. Because
I want to say Courtney.
I do, too.
Because I think I've seen pictures of them standing next to each other.
Yeah, she could have heels on, too.
True.
I mean, I'm like, he's not a tall guy. I know that.
She could have just been dragging him down.
Yeah.
Good chance she was.
Man, I hate to pick the girl over the guy in general because you're right. She does look taller than him in a lot of those photos, but he slumps a lot, and she might have heels on, you know? She wore those sexy heels when she performed a lot.
I'm going to stick with Courtney.
Yeah, I'm going Courtney.
Greg might be sucking us in here. We've all been on the same side of winning this. So would I rather lose alone or lose all with you? I'd rather lose with all you guys.
Aw,
that's the spirit.
I know, but I should just take a chance, man.
Lose with them or Lose without them, win with them, win without them.
I like to win without them sometimes, but just that's not going to happen here. I think they might be right. Todd, you got a guess yet?
I got to go with Courtney Love, too.
Ooh, I should take this.
Going to go rogue?
Well, I'm not really rogue because I'm actually thinking he might be taller. I'll go with Courtney Love, too.
You know it's close.
I'll say Courtney.
But are
I'm pissed, though, if you guys you drug me down.
Have all the ballots been cast?
Yes. Yeah. All Courtney.
Hey, her name's not Courtney the Giant.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, speaking of that.
Shut up.
Somebody tweeted me a photo over the weekend of, you know, that famous photo of Andre the Giant's hand holding a beer, a 12-ounce beer.
Yeah, it looks like a shot glass.
Yeah, it looks like you're playing with your kid's toy kitchen back in the day, you know, and reminded me that, you know, I picked against a giant.
He's taller.
Yeah. He was huge.
The giant was not shorter.
I picked under the giant to be shorter. And who's taller? Go ahead, Craig.
Four Courtneys. Courtneys all around.
Four Courtneys. Give us how tall. You do it the way you want.
Courtney Love checks in at 5'8.5".
The half makes a difference?
Yep. You wouldn't be mentioning the half if it.
No, I would have, because that's how she
checks in.
They list heights at half.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. If that's how it's listed, that's how I say it. She's listed at 5'8.5".
He wasn't 5'9".
No way was he
5'9".
Because you always see the pictures of him next to like Chris Novoselic, who's like 6'2", and he towered over Kurt.
No, we lose. He's 5'9".
Kurt Cobain is listed as 5'9".
Why did I stick with my original guess?
That is such crap.
I'm never going to go against my original guess again.
I'm, like, legitimately surprised by that.
Yeah, I genuinely thought she was taller.
I didn't. And I went with you guys because I was afraid of losing. So I didn't have the confidence in myself.
That's why you can't go with that Mark Lundholm philosophy. First thought wrong. No, your instincts sometimes are correct.
Yeah, that first thought wrong thing.
In the context of him, when he uses it, he's right.
Yeah. Well, actually, I thought I was going to use it compared to Novus, the bass player, too, but 6'2 is a tall dude, so a guy 5'9 still would look smaller than 6'2. So I didn't really put that two and two together. And Grohl was always behind the drums in that band, and Grohl's probably 5'10, 5'11.
He's probably closer to 6 foot.
Yeah, he probably is, right.
But see, Craig, I think instinct is better in, you know, like little quizzes like this.
No,
I
legitimately thought that Courtney Love would be a little shorter because of I thought she wore heels all the time.
But yeah, I'm down
with
that.
And I was right, my original guess.
I'm down with first thought wrong if it's a life situation. It's something you're going to make a decision about.
Yeah, but we've all done that a lot.
Yeah, but we've all also pursued
Should
our
I go
first
with her?
Thought.
Should I leave there with her? Sure.
Yeah. You just threw away the solo win.
Right, I did. Now I'm just a loser like you guys.
Yeah, and you don't want to be there.
And now I'm getting calls from people who picked Kurt Cobain and just want to spike the football.
Oh, yeah, we don't know that.
I picked Kurt, suck it!
You weren't getting calls.
I encourage him to celebrate.
Yeah.
The game is very easy to play at home.
Unless you're Greg Morton, I'm going to tell you how you play. Yeah. Who's taller? Comedian friend Greg Morton. Miss him. Got to miss all those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you
wish we had a comedian on the show once in a while.
You should look into that.
We're going to look into that once the pandemic's over.
Yeah. Maybe even like every day. That'd be kind of fun.
That might be overkill.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody.
It's a bit much.
A trained funny guy every day.
Sure, they'd wear out their welcome.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. The one we have now is in another room.
Didn't take long.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tomorrow night on the Boomerang Network.
All right.
Oh, I like the Boomerang.
Yeah.
That's your classic cartoons.
Well, it's a new cartoon tomorrow night.
Good. Boomerang.
It's a new episode of Scooby-Doo and Guess Who.
Oh, I have a feeling that's going to suck.
And tomorrow night, it's going to go a little something like this.
What's up, Mystery Gang? I was starting to think you guys were a no-show.
Jinkies! It's
singer, songwriter, musician, and total rock god.
Who was that?
Axl Rose.
Oh.
What brings you to a diner on Route 66? Are you on tour?
Why, no, Daff. Axl's the friend that Scoob and I came here to meet.
The Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses is friends with Shaggy and Scooby?
Of course she is. I like it. I like it. I didn't know they made new Scooby-Doo.
Nor did I.
Oh, that's cool, though. Anybody, if that gets a younger person... A kid into Scooby-Doo, the newer ones, perfect. Because Scooby-Doo's been around forever. Ever. I mean, that's more than one generation. You guys know it, we know it, you know?
Are they going to draw him as Puffy Axel? Or?
Did you see the great story about it? There's a story. I watched those documentaries about these rock bands on the Access TV, and one of them was just on Axel. And I heard two different – and during the documentary, at one point after the last tour, they're all still together as a band. One of the originals, at least, he had a big Halloween party at his mansion, and he invited the whole tour, 200 people that were helped keep that tour going around the world. And it was a Halloween party, and everybody's allowed to bring their families. So he put he's on Jimmy Kimmel recently talking about this. He put a Halloween tree up with presents underneath the Halloween tree. And when kids showed up at his mansion with everybody worked on the tour brought their kids. He gave him a present. And they go, what's that? He goes, what's a Halloween tree? You don't have one at your house?
Oh, what a dick.
No. He gave them all. And he's really engaging on Jimmy Kimmel. I missed that interview. It was in person, so it had to be before COVID. And he said, so I had all these kids that came to the party a present from a Halloween tree. And he goes, for months after that, I was getting calls from parents saying, you know, my kid thinks there's a Halloween tree. I thought that was brilliant. And it showed a personal side. You don't ever hear about that dude, you know.
You never do.
No, you don't. You just picture him just being drunk and bitching and hanging out. But, you know, he's obviously a good guy.
Have one? That's the...
It's a great idea. It's a great idea. He's handing presents out.
And just recently, I read something from Angus from when he stepped in with AC/DC. And Angus said had nothing but glowing. He said he was a total pro. Right. Came in, just killed it, and was you know, on it every night.
Well, I told you that story. He talked Angus into doing some deep cuts from AC/DC on tour that year.
Yeah.
Because he loved old AC/DC songs that AC/DC hasn't played in years. And Angus had to ask his guitar tech how to play these songs because he'd forgotten how to play them live.
Yeah.
And the guitar tech, Angus's guitar tech, was in an AC/DC cover band. So he knew how to play these deep cuts.
Like, Axl earned his reputation.
Yeah, oh, he totally did. He totally did. And they wasted a lot of years. They have been putting out great albums too.
Yeah, know? Well, that whole period where it was just him and they, you know, they were going on 4 hours late every night.
Yeah, apparently he's a little more punctual now.
Right. Halloween tree. Don't your parents have one?
So I'm seeing here, and I guess we'll just keep up with this, a new interview with Angus.
Okay.
He revealed that he came up with the idea for the song Highway to Hell. While he was sitting on the turlet, his brother Malcolm had come up with the opening riff, was having trouble with the lyrics. Angus excused himself to use the restroom where inspiration apparently struck.
I started playing the beginning, the intro, but I didn't have anything to sing. And I said, okay, give me a few minutes. And I went to the toilet, and then I go, I've got it. And then I came in and I said, I've got it. Highway to Hell.
An Australian accent.
Well, do you look that in the toilet? That's what it was.
Well, you do some good thinking in there. You know?
I just threw one down the highway to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I read something the other day. I think Those About to Rock was inspired by some poet whose line was, for those about to die. And I thought that was too much of a bummer. Yeah. How about for those about to rock?
I think that would have worked, though. For those about to die.
Maybe.
Rock is better.
Anybody have that dead poet?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah, okay. They did. We're working on getting that scored even as we speak.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti was 101 years old, and I couldn't recite any of his poetry.
No, I saw a bunch of East Coast guys. Lewis Black put a nice tweet out about the guy. He was one of his heroes.
Yes.
Was he one of the old beat poets?
That crowd. That crowd loved him.
Oh, yeah.
We're being told that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be back with the Steelers in 021.
I don't know, man. I've been hearing both. What have you been hearing? Is this breaking news?
Yeah, I've been hearing both.
His agent came out.
All right.
Said, yeah, he'll probably be back.
Let's hope so, because they got nobody in line. You know, we don't have a young quarterback, lucky enough like you guys had there, Nick.
Yeah.
You got to. You don't just grab them off trees, these young guys.
Yeah. No.
And you do, but you don't know which one's going to be good.
Well, they grabbed Haskins.
Who's behind him? Mason?
That's Mason, and they got Haskins.
Yeah, they grabbed Haskins. Yeah. That's right. You know, that's a project.
Yeah. But the thing is, they can't. The weed story was, even if they cut Roethlisberger and say, please retire, they don't save much money. So they might as well take the they're taking the cap either way.
They still get hit for like 20-plus million even if he retires.
Right. This is probably it for him.
No, I want to keep him. No, I want Ben one more year.
Do you want him to draft a quarterback?
Well, they probably will this year.
They probably should.
Is Ben going to get all butthurt if they
not this year. He's done.
Because I understand some guys get all butthurt.
He wants to finish being a Steeler, and this will be his last year if he does resign.
Yeah, they said basically the story I read termed it a for love of the game contract next year.
I also did read another one, though, this morning, but bum you guys out. They're looking maybe to extend Brady.
God damn it.
They might extend him.
That's funny.
Especially because he's in the NFC. It is funny.
Okay, we need like an age cap on the NFL.
No.
You're out.
I'm a Todd him now.
You're out.
I'm about that. I don't like him, but I'm not going to tell a guy to quit because he's old.
No, I'm so sick of that guy.
Well, we all are. It's been 20-some years, Nick.
And it's crazy that he's still playing.
Right.
If you're 44 and your name is Tom Brady, you can't play anymore.
Well, every time they talk about Roethlisberger, they mention that. You know, you don't know what's going to happen, but without Brady in the AFC, Roethlisberger's in the Super Bowl a couple more times probably, but couldn't get past the Patriots. Not they're going to win two more Super Bowls, but good chance they're probably in the Super Bowl a couple more times during those years. But not with Brady. Now is the NFC's problem, and also a Chief problem.
Yeah.
and Manning was clogging up the AFC those same years, too.
Exactly.
You know?
But Brady kept Manning, too, away.
Yeah, but I mean, those two combined kept a lot of great quarterbacks out of the Super Bowl.
Right.
But anymore, I cheer for the old guys.
Well, I'm going to shoot. I will cheer against Brady this year, the team at least.
Yeah, wait till he.
Unless he plays the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Wait till he lays waste to your team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get there.
Yeah.
Because I was really kind of sick of Tiger when the media was tongue punching him.
Well, I was never a Tiger fan. Yeah.
But now I want him to beat Nicholas's record.
Well, he's not going to.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope he recovers and he beats
that crazy.
He wasn't going to beat it
with a bad back. Now he's got busted legs. He ain't beating it ever.
Yeah.
You have to be in top form to win in that.
Well, that's more about I don't really care for Nicholas.
He's a right-wing a-hole. I get that.
He's a Ditka.
Yeah, but so's Woods.
And you got to figure
Woods golf with Trump.
Like
you know?
in the dream fantasy sequence, like he's going to be out of golf for a year at least. I mean, that's probably way conservative.
Right.
It's probably more like two or three if he were to ever make a comeback.
Right. Yeah, maybe the old guy tour.
Yeah, he could do the senior tour.
Yeah, senior tour.
But he's not going to go win in majors.
No, hell no. Too many young, good golfers in that sport.
And those guys aren't just going to roll over so Tiger can get the record.
No.
Out of India comes the story of a married man, Rajesh Mahato. He got into a...
By the way, I was on the phone a couple days ago with two Indian guys. One was named Neil. Didn't know that was an Indian name. And one was named Phil.
Oh, good.
What are the odds?
Yeah. I can understand them, so I get no problem with these call centers being in India. Whatever you got to do, and they got a job, good for them. And I definitely understood everything they said, and they knew everything I was saying. I just love that they have to use Americanized names because I think they just feel stupid saying it, too.
Yeah,
this is Neil. I said, no, you're not, but that's fine.
You got a guy named Neil. You got to be
Phil,
more creative.
And Phil, I called back because the guy put me on hold, and I'm thinking I was pissed, so I just hung up and called back, and I got a guy named Phil.
It's too bad it wasn't Bob.
Yeah, you wanted Neil and Jack or Neil and Bob.
Well, I like Neil and Jack, yeah.
That's a little more amusing. I mean, if you're going to make up names.
If your name's a perv, say it. I'm a perv. I said, well, so am I. A good thing I got a hold of you. That's what I would say to that dude.
I'm trying to find an email we got over the weekend.
Yeah, we did get one. That's right. I remembered that.
A guy dealt with an Indian. It was an odd name.
Right.
One I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't a perv. which is a name, because Dr. Mina told us about
right,
that.
Right, this was equivalent to a perv.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that the call centers want you to have a name you can use. We've all talked to call centers where they use Americanized names.
I just want to talk to a person.
Right. Yeah. And there was a person. And, yeah. and the second guy, Phil, did a good job.
Oh, the Russian guy named Peggy.
Yeah, exactly. We all met the Russian guy named Peggy.
I just yell at those robots.
Yeah. Oh, so do I. Go ahead, Craig.
Story out of India.
I'm going to bring that email up when I find it.
Okay, we'll do it after the break, then, in case you find it.
A married man, Rajesh Mahato, got into a relationship with another woman.
We'll call him Neil.
Yeah, perfect. One of my best friends in sixth grade, he moved out, he moved away. And back then, when kids move away, you never see him again. But his name was Mitesh. We hung out all the time. He's an Indian kid, taught me how to play cricket. And his name was Mitesh. And we called him Mitesh.
Yeah.
We didn't call him Neil or Phil.
That's because he wasn't working at a call center.
I know.
And his bosses didn't say, I don't know if we can have a Mitesh.
Yeah, later in life, he might have been called Timmy when he worked at a call center.
No, he was a smart kid. I'm sure he's not at a call center. Craig, you can do it again? I'm sorry.
Story out of India.
I have fond memories of my buddy Mitesh.
No, that's fine.
All right.
We can wait for this one, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's.
Story out of India.
Let's wait.
All right. How's that for a tease? We can wait if you feel like it. Yeah, right. I feel like it.
Yeah, but see, now we got to remember.
It's going to be a tough wait.
I'll leave it on top of the stack.
Doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't, because I forget that it's on top of the
There's
stack for a reason.
14 stacks.
Yeah.
Neil and Jack coming up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.